I'm embarrassed to tell you how many times this has happened, but I have been on the phone getting ready to leave, walk out the door, got my car keys in hand, and I can't go just yet because I can't find my phone. And at some point, I might even say, while I'm on the phone to whoever I'm talking to, man, I can't find my phone. Yeah, have you ever been looking for something and then stopped and wondered, why am I looking for this and where is it? Because it might be closer than you think. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Ek McDavid Alliance. Happy Easter. Yeah, I know it's the day after, but still, my favorite holiday. Hill Spring Church was absolutely slammed yesterday. It was a great service. And don't forget, this Tuesday night, we have How to Be a Man at Hill Spring Church. We will eat at 6:45, and we will start the meeting at 7:15. If you're in the area, please join us at Hill Spring Church in New Prague, Minnesota. And that's at 200 East 280th Street, New Prague. Hey, so I just want to take a minute and highlight the Easter story, but hopefully in a little different light. I don't know if the sermon you heard yesterday read out of Luke chapter 24, but it kind of sums up the post-resurrection. It started out in the first verse that, now on the day of the week, early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing spices which they prepared, but they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. I don't think this was Liberace and Elvis. I think it was angels. But anyway, then as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, why do you seek the living among the dead? What are you looking for? Why would you look in a hole where you put dead things for someone who's alive? Look, Christianity is definitely not a religion. It's a relationship. But if you were going to call it a religion, you'd have to call it the religion of the resurrected. Because everything we do and believe is based on that Jesus said he's God, he's going to die, he's going to come back to life. Without those three things, our religion is kind of hopeless. But here's the deal. Mary and Martha, they go and tell the disciples the tomb is empty. We think Jesus is raised from the dead, and John and Peter race to the tomb. In fact, John lets us know that he gets to the tomb first, so he's obviously faster than Peter. But John doesn't go all the way into the tomb. He runs up to the base of it, right to the front, and he looks inside, but he doesn't go in. Peter, on the other hand, once he gets there, he runs right into the tomb. Now, this was illegal, actually. But why would Peter and John run to the tomb? Well, we believe and we understand from Scripture that John believed that God, that Jesus had raised from the dead. But when it says that Peter marveled, that word there in the Greek means, it actually means Peter saying, maybe he did raise from the grave. He doesn't 100% believe it, but there's a possibility. So why did he run to the grave? Why did Peter run? Think of it. Jesus and Peter hung out for 3.5 years. Peter saw Jesus in a multitude of situations. He listened to him teach where it would just bamboozle the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He saw people try to trick him with questions, and he'd read right through it. He saw the Pharisees come up with these intellectual questions, trying to make Jesus look like a fool, only to put egg on the face of the Pharisees and make them look like kids. He saw Jesus stand up in a boat and tell the winds and the sea and the storm to stop it. And they did immediately. He saw Jesus with women and treat them like people. He saw Jesus with prostitutes. He saw Jesus cast out demons. 3.5 years, he saw Jesus deal with money issues. He saw Jesus deal with a death threat. The Pharisees took Jesus to the edge of a hill. They were going to throw him off. And Jesus goes, I'm not feeling it. Not today. And Peter was there. We see that Peter saw Jesus get accused of greed, lies, gossip. He was mocked. And of course, we know that Peter was in the boat when the storm arose and he woke Jesus up. We're going to die. And Jesus looks at him like, what are you talking about? And of course, there's the time that Peter walked on the water. 3.5 years. Peter has seen it all. In fact, Peter was the one who said, do I think you're the Messiah? Yes, you're the Messiah, the Son of God. And Jesus says, "Wow, this has been revealed to you only by God, Peter. Congratulations." Peter was amazing. Peter was on Mount Sinai when Elisha and Moses showed up with Jesus, and Peter, James, and John were there. And Peter got so nervous, he was like, hey, we should build a fort. Let's build three forts. Let's make some tents. We should stay up here. Look, Peter was a loudmouth. He was brash. He was arrogant. And he very rarely backed up what he said. And Peter ran to the tomb. Why did he run? You know, just a few days before the resurrection, Peter got up in Jesus' face and said, "I will never deny you, ever." And yet, standing at a fire, a 12-year-old girl comes up to Peter and says, "Aren't you one of the disciples? Aren't you a Galilean?" And Peter curses and cusses out a 12-year-old little girl, saying, "Get away from me. I never knew him. I'm not one of his disciples." And he's enraged. And Scripture tells us that he looks through the colonnade, and at that point, the cock crows, and Jesus looks at Peter, and Peter's reminded, "Oh yeah, Jesus said I would deny him three times before the cock crew," and Peter runs off. So why did Peter run to the tomb? Have you ever had someone come to you and say, "Hey, are we okay? Are we okay?" Maybe you've asked somebody else, "Hey, are we okay?" Think of it, Peter, so brash, so arrogant, and then he denies Jesus. I'm sure when he thought that Jesus was maybe alive, he had to find out, "Hey, are we okay?" That whole denial thing, I don't know what it was into me. I don't know what I was doing. I was out of my head, but are we okay? So then we see in John 21, Peter ends up on the beach with Jesus, eating breakfast. And Jesus asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Now, the significance here is pretty intense, because the first time he asked Peter, he asked, "Do you agape me? Do you love me like God's love, with God's love, for God's purpose?" And Peter says yes both times. But the third time, Jesus says, "Do you phileo me?" The love of a brother, of a best friend, of someone you see and you greet and you kiss them on the cheek. "Do you love me intimately, Jesus?" Or Peter. And Peter looks at Jesus brokenhearted and he says, "You know that I love you. You know that that's what I want." And then Jesus says, "Feed my sheep." Hey, are you and Jesus okay? Are you okay? Because if not, Easter's a great time to get to know Jesus intimately and passionately and not just love him religiously. Nothing wrong with that, but without the passion, without the intimacy, it doesn't go far. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, he is the reason for the season. He is risen. Go slay giants.